Hello and welcome to the Our Connected World podcast brought to you by TE Connectivity. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Today, we're talking about emerging technology trends that are enabling artificial intelligence. You hear a lot about that, right? We have a great guest to bring on for the conversation today. Vishwas Rao is Senior Vice President and General Manager for Digital Data Networks for TE Connectivity. And I'm so excited to have you here, Vishwas, because artificial intelligence is everywhere. We're going to talk about it here, and you have some great insight on this. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Michelle.
Good to have you here. And before we kind of get into the Q&A here, can you start off by introducing yourself and tell us a little bit about your background, including your path to TE Connectivity?
Absolutely, Michelle. So an engineer by training and progressively moved into business. My career began in engineering research and development with Bell Northern Research and Lucent Bell Labs. Then progressively, I moved into product development, followed by various business roles, and this spanned semiconductor and systems companies. I joined TE 6 years ago. And a little bit about myself, my passion is growing businesses profitably. And in the process of growing these businesses, building talent, transforming organizations, and executing at pace. And what's important to me as we go along that journey is to stay humble, stay alert, stay agile, and continue to shape the experience for the people around me. And the shaping the experience part is important because while getting results is important, the shaping the experience matters. Since it's the journey and the experience that's remembered by our customers, our employees, our stakeholders, long after results are forgotten. So that's a bit about me, Michelle.
Yeah. Quite a resume there. And I love the passion that you have for business and, you know, helping things grow. And a lot of what we see in growth, especially today, is artificial intelligence. People can't go a day without hearing about artificial intelligence or AI. And many of us have integrated it into our daily lives at work and beyond. Shopping lists come to mind, which was done by me yesterday. So what is it like for you to be a part of this industry?
It is pretty exciting, right? I mean, if you look at this market, it's evolving very rapidly, and it's the space of evolution and the deep engagement that we have with our customers to bring innovative solutions into production that makes it very exhilarating, right? So if you look at us, where we are situated in the industry, we are at the forefront of enabling the infrastructure that's powering artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and the entire connected world. So what we do as TE is that we engineer critical components, and these are connectors, cables, and assemblies, and also power and thermal management solutions that allow data centers to scale up and scale out to meet the explosive demand that the AI workloads place upon these data centers. So if you look at it from a numbers perspective, our AI cloud-related businesses, they generated about around $900 million in fiscal year 2025. And that's a 3x increase from where we were in fiscal 2024. So it gives you a perspective of how steep that growth is. And we expect that growth to continue as we move forward into the next year. So if you look at what our engineers do and what makes it exciting there is our engineers now are solving problems that did not exist at this magnitude a short time ago. Like, for example, we have to deliver very robust, reliable interconnects at data rates that have really accelerated quickly in the last couple of years. These are ultra-high-speed data transfers. And at the same time, we have to manage the power and the cooling for these racks because they're running at the limits of physics. So at the end of the day, if you want to do that, you need talent. So what I'm inspired by is the level of talent and dedication that our teams have and how they have shaped and they continue to reshape how we work to meet the pace in our industry. So what's very rewarding here is to know that the innovations our teams are putting out there are shaping the future. It's making the AI, cloud, and connected world possible. So we are not just building components. The way we look at ourselves is we are helping build the backbone of what is tomorrow's digital society.
You're solving a lot of problems, as you said, which is no easy feat because artificial intelligence requires an enormous amount of computing and electrical power. So it happens inside the massive data centers that TE helps to enable. But what are the key challenges then that you and data center owners are facing as AI becomes so interwoven in our lives?
So as AI starts becoming more integrated and as these data centers start scaling up, the stakes become higher and higher. So you have high stakes, high pace. So what ends up happening is complexity is increasing at all levels. So as an example, we are seeing architectural complexity spike. Our customers are trying out various different architectures as they are moving from standard server-based architecture to AI clusters. And these feature dozens and hundreds of processing elements, custom networks, specialized power delivery and cooling, right? So if we look at the sheer pace of innovation, it's accelerating. And also at the same time, the manufacturing scale and supply resilience that needs to be delivered has become front and center. So if I were to place the challenges in this industry, I'd place it into three categories, right? Category one would be the architectural complexity in the new architectures. And that's causing our design complexity to spike. So as these customers move to AI clusters, these require very sophisticated interconnect. And each customer is experimenting with their own architectures, which makes it further more complex for us, right? So that's one. The second is the acceleration that has happened in innovation cycles, which is causing rapid product and technology innovation. And it's not just innovation sitting in the lab. To the lab to production cycle has actually shrunk. So if you look at, for example, if you just roll the clock about 4 years ago, the server cycles were about 4 years, 4 to 5 years long. AI cycles are about 18 months and shrinking. So as these platform life cycles have shrunk, and you need faster data rates, you need higher power, you need more connections, you need tighter tolerances. What it means is that we have to innovate at a pace that the industry has never innovated at before, right? And bring it into production very rapidly at large scale, which brings me to the scale and supply resilience. Data centers need to deliver at scale from multiple places, not just from a pure resilience perspective, but also from a geo-diversification perspective because of where how the data centers are starting to consume these components. Therefore, manufacturing, it's no longer an afterthought. It's front and center. And the way we look at manufacturing is it needs to be left-shifted in order to make us successful.
And Vishwas, you talked about the pace at which things are happening because it's so rapid, because we have to be able to catch up and predict what is going to happen with this, which is, again, no easy task. So what is a top trend that you're seeing in AI and what's driving it right now?
What we see as a top trend is the massive scaling in the data centers. And what it is driven by is the AI demand. So if you look at AI, it's starting to reshape how we live and work. So it's been adopted across industries, namely healthcare, automotive, financing, finance, manufacturing, and a lot more. And when we talk about AI, we're not referring to a new technology. I think there's something fundamental going on here, which I believe is the fourth industrial revolution. So we've seen mechanization, we've seen electrification, we've seen digitization and compute, and we are seeing AI. What's very different in this AI cycle is that previously we had machines executing and amplifying the decisions we made. And now we're moving to an era where machines are starting to make decisions for us. Now that change is profound. And what is required to enable that type of a change is scale and speed that we've not seen before because the amount of compute that's required is extremely high. So let's look at a few pointers when we actually click into that trend, right? So AI scale and CapEx, we expect it to continue to grow. So if we look at big tech spending, that's been surging. So hyperscalers are projected to spend more than $450 billion in 2025. Now, if you just roll the clock back a year or two, that was about $150 billion, right? So it's a rapid spike from what they were doing previously. Now, forecasts are that this will exceed $1 trillion by 2030. Now, if you look at some of the technology drivers, if you look at generative and agentic AI, the enterprise adoption, especially for generative AI, has doubled from 33% in 2023 now to 65%. Now, agentic AI, which is autonomous reasoning, that is projected to grow at 150% CAGR, reaching about roughly about $52 billion or so in 2028.
It really is amazing to think of not only how far we've come already, but just the future and what does that hold. And while we can talk about trends, it's hard to exactly pinpoint what's going to happen. But let me ask you this. What should companies and executives be doing right now in order to prepare for the future of AI?
I'll start from the data center and broaden it. So as it pertains to data center, the demand for speed and bandwidth is going to continue to increase as more and more sophisticated AI applications start coming online. So even as we deploy today's solutions, our customers are actively thinking about how to design faster, more efficient architectures to evolve the data center further, right? So early engagement with our customers, bringing innovative products at higher data rates like 448 gig, trying to enable higher power like 1 megawatt per rack, and being prepared to support these products at speed, scale, and incident-free via resilient supply chain becomes critical for people who are in this industry. And we as TE continue to prepare for it. Now, as we look at, companies and executives look at actually who are in this industry, look at how to enable this structural AI build-out, from a broader lens, companies and executives need to also understand and integrate AI into their workflow. And they need to enable people and organizations to work more productively, since it can become a source of competitive advantage. And it's the next revolution. It's happening.
Right? It's happening now, and TE Connectivity is playing a big role in it. So how does TE Connectivity enable the future of AI?
We play a pivotal role in AI by supporting the infrastructure that powers AI and cloud computing and solving some of the difficult challenges that come about in the interconnect world with this ever-increasing data processing and power requirements. We provide TE Connectivity end-to-end solutions across the signal chain from one chip on one side of the rack to the other chip on the other side of the rack and across the power chain for the data center racks. And on that point, just to give you an example, these liquid-cooled bus bars allow data centers to increase the compute density without overheating. And that enables 5x more power to be delivered in the same physical footprint, right? So how we operate and how we enable AI is we work very closely with our ecosystem. And when I say ecosystem, it consists of our customers, silicon partners who work with us and our customers, ODMs and EMSs who manufacture for our customers. And we work with them collectively to ensure that our solutions are ready in time for large-scale deployments in the data center. Now, what this requires is not only deep interconnect know-how and expertise that we have, but it also requires us to go that one step further, understand how our products fit within the system, understand use cases, and collaborate deeply with our ecosystem. And as we do that, and as we enable these things at pace, challenges occur because of the complexities. Then the question becomes, when that happens, how do you very quickly partner with the ecosystem to navigate these challenges and enable these data centers to come up at a very rapid pace? So that's kind of how we enable the future in AI.
And speaking of a rapid pace, I can't believe this, but we are almost out of time. So as we wrap up things here, Vishwas, let me ask you, with AI having such a strong future ahead of it, what advice would you give for companies in this industry?
The advice I would give for companies, as well as the people who work in companies in this industry, is this landscape is evolving very rapidly, right? And they say change is the only constant, but the rate of change has been increasing, and AI is going to increase the rate of change. So what it's going to do is it's going to open up new levels of efficiency and problem solving and different ways of solving problems. So my advice to professionals who are in this industry and other industries, regardless of career level, is to stay curious, stay agile, and embrace change. Be ready to learn and experiment with new AI tools and frameworks. Because the sooner you learn, the sooner you can deploy it to your advantage. So speaking of advantage, please take advantage of workshops and online courses to enhance your AI skills. And that what it will do is it will enable you to start looking at your jobs and your tasks differently than what you've done in the past. And then that kind of raises a question, right? How can AI help make better use of my time and contribute to a better end result. Because as the world systematically starts shifting around us, the sooner we shift, the better we are competitively. So that would be my advice for people who are in this ecosystem.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of learning ahead of us, Vishwas. And I'm very thankful for your time here because this was a great learning tool for people tuning into this podcast. So I want to thank you for being here. Vishwas Rao, Senior Vice President and General Manager for Digital Data Networks at TE Connectivity. Appreciate your time. I know you've got to move on to figure out what is next with AI because those trends are coming and they're coming fast. So I appreciate you being here today.
And Michelle, thank you very much. It's been a delight having this conversation with you.
Great, and enjoyed it myself as well, and looking forward to where the future takes us with AI. So thank you again. And of course, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to the Our Connected World podcast, of course, brought to you by TE Connectivity. If you have any questions, would like additional resources, of course, you could visit the website, te.com. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.